Anger's growing in the French city of Cherbourg, where the design work on Australia's recently cancelled future submarine project had been well underway. Australians still posted to the industrial centre in Normandy say they now fear a backlash as the $90 billion program's wound up and hundreds of local jobs go. Here's defence correspondent Andrew Green.
Hundreds of Aussies have called the port city of Cherbourg home since French company Naval Group was awarded the apparent contract of the century in 2016.
I pinch myself at the opportunity I have to live and work in France.
Everyone's so welcoming and kind.
Now the mood in this industrial centre on the Normandy coast has decisively turned. Benoit Arrivet is the mayor of Cherbourg. In numerous interviews, he slammed Australia's decision last week to cancel the lucrative submarine project as an industrial and human disappointment. It's a real slap in the face for French foreign policy, he declares. The move has been a shock too for the dozens of Australian employees and their families who remain in Cherbourg as the project winds up.
Totally unexpected. From everyone, I think.
This woman, whose husband was posted to Cherbourg for the submarine design phase, has told local media the cancellation was a total surprise.
I feel really sad. Yeah, really upset that, that we were setting up to be quite happy here and now we have to go, I guess.
Others are worried about the growing backlash towards Australia in a city of 80,000 people. One Australian who also spoke on the condition of anonymity has told the ABC she and other expat families are concerned for their physical safety before they finally depart. Local union leader Vincent Urel believes around 500 local jobs will be affected by Australia's withdrawal. It will be the workers who suffer most, he warns. In a statement, the Defence Department has told the ABC it takes the welfare of its employees very seriously and is ensuring their well-being is looked after during this time. An internal defence memo distributed last week offered counselling to any staff who felt upset at the cancellation. Next week, Trade Minister Dan Tehan flies overseas and will visit France, attempting to begin repairing relations with a country that's just lost a $90 billion customer.
Andrew Green.